Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 0.75 cents, 7.92 1/4, July wheat down 6 3/4 cents at 11.72, and July beans up 9 3/4 cents, 16.23 1/2. There was a sale this morning, old crop beans, 132 old crop beans to China. I don't think that'll have much impact on the market. There was an announcement out of the EU saying that they want to help Ukraine export wheat bypassing the Black Sea blockade. Now, I'm not quite sure how they're going to do that, but Ukraine has an awful lot of wheat they can sell if they can get it out. So I think that put a little bit of pressure on wheat. At one point, we were up 20 cents in wheat, finished down 6 3/4 cents. So that may have been the cause of that. Beans firm overnight with the meal leading the way. Crude oil is back up another 280 a barrel, but the bean oil was only up about 13 ticks. So it's not that they're divorcing themselves from each other, but today's one of the days it doesn't look like it'll have a huge impact. We've got the dollar breaking through the 105 level now. We're at 105.02, up 12 ticks. And I don't see any reason for the dollar to stop moving higher, at least till the end of the month out here. Metals are lower again here this morning. We've got silver under 21 bucks. We've got gold under 1,800 bucks. Haven't seen that in a while. But the Dow Jones is up 236. I'm not sure that's going to be able to hold out here, but it's up for the time being. Now, we're going to try to, reflect yesterday's reports again. Again, the bottom line, in my opinion, is it was bullish for new crop corn and for wheat in general. It may have changed the tenor of the market out here, where the pros are going to probably look to be buying the breaks. And I think they're going to get breaks to buy out here. The weather has markedly improved this week. Next week looks pretty darn good, too. So I think we're going to get a lot of work done here. And that'll be, by May 20th, let's say. And that should be okay. I don't think we'll see too much of a yield drag. Even if it goes to June 1st, if we have good weather the rest of June and July and August, I think we're still going to make pretty big crops out here. But overall, everybody's touting the demand side, good ethanol demand, good crush values out here, and more plants coming online. And I agree with all that, but I think the export market is just a dog. And if you look at yesterday's sales reports, I just can't remember any time where we exported less than 250,000 for corn, wheat, and beans in the same month. Just dismal numbers out here. So I don't know if we don't see the exports pick up. I still have my doubts about this market. Mother Nature takes care of surpluses and she takes care of deficits. So I know there's a lot of El Nino or La Nina talk out there, but right now the weather looks pretty good. Still hot and dry in the southwest. I think a lot of the western Kansas crops are pretty much a write-off. But if you look at the numbers yesterday, the world situation doesn't look that bad to me. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.